My guest at this time is Gail Trotter. She is a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a regular panelist on Media Buzz on the Fox News Channel. She has joined us a number of times to talk about the different messages that candidates were sending out to voters, how voters are perceiving the candidates, the role of the media in this election. And now it's all in the rearview mirror. Donald Trump is the president-elect of the United States. He will be the 45th president. Mike Pence will be the new vice president. Donald Trump winning all the states he needed to win and then some. He won Florida, North Carolina, Ohio easily, then Pennsylvania, which was the big surprise. And by the time all is said and done, he may have Michigan in that column as well. And Gail, thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Greg.
And here is the moment that in the middle of the night last night that Donald Trump declared victory.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us. It's about us. On our victory, and I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign.
Donald Trump, this is his first ever political campaign as a candidate, yet out of the 17 Republicans and the handful of Democrats that ran, seems like he was the only one who truly understood the pulse of the country right now.
He really did. He tapped into a groundswell of the people. And he was able to take the issues that so many Americans feel have been shoved down in importance and Washington has not listened to them time and time again. And I think that the fact that so many people's lives were changed yesterday when Donald Trump won the presidential election and the Republicans were able to hold on to the House and the Senate, think about those FBI agents who did not destroy the laptops that were part of the Hillary Clinton investigation. They were stuck in the middle between wanting to do the right thing and pressure from above. Think about the coal miners who are struggling in Pennsylvania that feel like they have no future. Now they have a future. Think about the soldiers out in the field, and we had this feckless foreign policy. We even had four or five special operations officials out who lost their lives last week. And all of these people, their lives are going to be changed by what's going to happen. And Donald Trump has promised a vision of America that has been swelling from the bottom up, and now he has a mandate to achieve it.
How did that connection happen? What did he say? Was it simply what he talked about that convinced these people, many of whom may have voted Democrat in the past, may have not voted at all, that this was a guy that was worth their time?
Right. He promised them that he would listen to them and that he wouldn't say one thing and do another thing. And I think that's been the problem that Americans have seen with politicians on the right and the left. Truly, Bernie Sanders should have won the Democratic nomination because of the superdelegates and because of the shenanigans going on with the Democratic National Committee. He was denied that. And I think a lot of Democrats saw that chicanery by the Democratic Party, and many of them probably crossed over as well. So he understood, he listened to the American people. He could do a really strong argument that he was not part of the Washington cartel. And on top of that, he was able to tell the American people that he wasn't some kind of rube who didn't understand how government worked, but he was outside of it, and he convinced the American people not only that he would be able to fix it, but that he meant what he said, and he would bring change to Washington.
So in the end, a lot of these states were obviously very close, but the ones that mattered, Trump won. How much of the victory, and it's obviously hard to say exactly, was exactly what you explained, and how much of it was the fact that a lot of people looked at Hillary Clinton and saw her career and some of her controversial issues and perhaps scandals as an embodiment of what they were tired of?
Oh, that is so true. The fact that they could look at Hillary Clinton and not only see that level of distrust and dislike of her, but the fact that she continued to go back and forth on many issues, and I think Americans were as tired of her and the corruption that has surrounded her time in office and that surrounded her time as First Lady, not only of the United States, but also First Lady of Arkansas. And she was probably one of the absolute weakest candidates that the Democratic Party could have put up to oppose Donald Trump. Now, Bernie Sanders, of course, is an avowed socialist, but he didn't have the corruption issue. So it was a perfect storm of Hillary Clinton not being able to stand up and challenge Donald Trump on character issues, but also she was not seen as being a person who was honest about what she believed in and what she was going to do once she was in office.
We're talking with Gail Trotter, senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a regular panelist on Media Buzz on the Fox News Channel. We'll talk about the media in just a little bit. Gail, especially from your perspective with the Independent Women's Forum and being a woman yourself, Hillary Clinton at various times in this campaign made a big deal out of the fact that she would be making history as the first female candidate. Ultimately, not only from your own perspective, but other women that you talked to, did that matter much to women at all?
Well, we at the Independent Women's Forum strongly believe that all issues are women's issues. So it wasn't that Hillary Clinton's pandering to women on certain issues and taking certain positions would resonate with women. There's a lot of distance between her opinions on policy issues and what the vast majority of women support being done at the federal level. And one of the main things that concerned a group that is frequently called the security moms was being able to provide for the defense of the homeland. And Hillary Clinton was so weak on this because, as you know, she was intimately involved in the Benghazi massacre where four brave Americans lost their lives, and there was no effective response from the Obama administration. And on top of that, the inside information that was revealed was that political interests of the Obama administration by Hillary Clinton, and with an eye to her running this year for the presidential election, influenced the response to the Benghazi attack. And for security moms who care about the defense of the homeland and care about supporting our military service members overseas, this was a huge disqualifying disadvantage for Hillary Clinton.
Gail, let's move on to the media now. And one of the things, of course, that we've witnessed throughout the year is how much time the media spent on various things that Donald Trump said, things that were revealed about his past, some of which were extraordinarily distasteful and repulsed even his supporters. But ultimately, when it came to the exit polls, those things didn't seem to matter much at all. Wanting somebody who could change things dominated the number one reason for what they were looking for in a candidate.
Right. There are two issues on that. The first is there really should be a blue ribbon panel that investigates the collusion of the mainstream media with the Hillary Clinton campaign. There's so much evidence out there, including Donna Brazile giving Hillary Clinton the questions before debates that she engaged in, talking with CNN about different strategies and approaches to interviews. And we have seen that this is at the various highest levels of these elite media institutions. So that should be the first order of business, is to have a high-level blue ribbon commission investigate this, and CNN should not be allowed to participate in presidential debates anymore. And then on the issue of what the Hillary Clinton campaign was able to call Donald Trump out on, as I said, on the character issue, she had so tarnished herself with her treatment of women and her basically invalidation of the claims of women who had said that Bill Clinton had abused them, mistreated them, that she was the last person who could call Donald Trump out on that effectively.
Last question for you, and we've already talked about the reasons that you believe Trump was able to score the victory that he did in the postmortem on the cable news network, some of which seemed like a wake, depending on which channel you were watching. There were other explanations given for what happened. One that's getting a lot of attention is this one from Van Jones on CNN.
This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes.
Basically, the argument, not only from him but others, but he has made it most prominently, is that white Americans don't like what this country is turning into, and that's what they were revolting against.
He is so wrong. He couldn't be more wrong. He is doubling down on the Democratic Party and the left's identity politics, trying to divide the nation, trying to understand how someone in their party who was the inevitable candidate could not pull it off. And the American people resoundingly rejected this during this historic evening last night. And I think that the Democratic Party, if they want to have a future, not only in being successful at the political level, but also just in the sense of being helpful to the nation, uniting the nation, they should drop the identity politics. It hasn't worked for them, and it is not helpful to the cause of freedom in our country.
Gail, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks very much for your time and your analysis.
Great to be with you, Greg.
Gail Trotter is a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a regular panelist on Media Buzz on the Fox News Channel, seen each Sunday. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.